And now with me in the KRVS studios from the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Kate Waxley and Philip Gould, who is president of the board at the ACA, here to talk about a fabulously busy season that has really already started off. But I wish people could see that stack of beautiful posters in front of you. And each page is another series that you all are offering at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And if you can't find a series for something you like there,
I don't know where you should go, right?
Yeah.
But this is actually our season piece, which should be going out this week that we're really excited
about. So we'll all get
about.
These beautiful pages.
Yes, yes. And it includes every series that's going on and almost every event that we have this season at the ACA. If it's not in here, it's on our website as well. But, I mean, we're chock full this season with great performances, including one this Friday. We're actually kicking off the jazz series with Mark Whitfield, and it's going to be a fantastic night. I mean, the theater's going to be beautiful, set up kind of like a New York City jazz club. So,
Well, maybe we can remind people of the different series that you all have there.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the jazz series, which is my favorite because I love jazz. But we have the family performance series, which is geared towards families and young children. And it also has an educational component in there with the ticket prices very, very low, as low as we can go. We have an all-star series, which is kind of our bigger series. We had Lyle Lovett open that series. Next, we have John Hyatt. We have the Met in HD again, which is fantastic. Really fun and a beautiful series to have and to bring to Acadiana.
What is the Met?
The Met Opera.
Thank you.
The Metropolitan. Did I say the Met?
You did.
I'm so used to saying that, but it's the Metropolitan Opera.
It is kind of shorthand
HD.
That most people know.
Right. Yeah. But it's fantastic. I mean, the acoustics in that theater and then broadcasting it live on our giant screen in HD. I mean, it's absolutely
beautiful and
gorgeous.
Yeah.
The times I've seen it, you feel like you're on the stage with the singers.
You do. It kind of makes your heart pound a little bit harder, and you know, you just kind of get into the performance and you forget that you're watching it on screen.
I've heard from several people who have attended that it's almost better than being there at the Met, because the camera takes you behind the scenes, behind stage. You're right with some of the performers, and the screen quality is beautiful.
It's true. And, you know, we have the full season here. And what's great is that we're going to be offering food, lunches from Joey, so you can order food and enjoy that. And it's just a great experience to come and spend, a big part of your day. And
afternoon at the opera.
Right, right. So we definitely want people to come in and get to experience it and enjoy it, truly enjoy it.
Well, now, Philip, Kate mentioned that the jazz series is her favorite series. I don't know if, as president of the board, you want to choose a series that's your favorite. But maybe just address what's so wonderful about going to performances at that performance space. What do you particularly like about it?
That's a good question. First of all, I don't pick one series over the other because I think they're all strong, and they all have their qualities and characteristics that are pretty remarkable. I think the main thing about being at performances there is just the acoustic greatness of the space. It is, if you are not making a noise and no one's making a noise, it's dead quiet. Having said that, when people do perform, and I mean the aesthetic quality of the sound is just absolutely wonderful. And the people who give the greatest testament to that are the people who actually come and perform there. To the person, they are blown away by the space, and they believe me, they're in a lot of spaces, and they said, "Whoa, this one. What'd you do here? This sounds great," you know, and so to the performer, to every person in the audience, it is audially a just absolutely satisfying experience.
What a great testimonial for that beautiful space.
It truly is. And that's not the only beautiful space we have, though. I mean, including our visual arts galleries, we have four, I believe, visual arts galleries. And Brian Guidry and his department does a fantastic job making those spectacular and beautiful. And really, they're doing a great job in their department. And, of course, we want to invite everyone to see that. You know, our galleries are open Tuesday through Saturday. So it's a great way, if you have people from out of town that you know, you're not really sure what quite to do with them, you can come to the ACA and be one of our really great galleries, or come to a performance, or take your wife on a date on Saturday night. Or your husband, that's true. But, I mean, it's really nice because since we're downtown, you can go to dinner and then come and see a show, or vice versa. You know, it's just a great spot to be in.
Right, and y'all are just a block away from the parking garage, which is also a plus.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, you can come and see a gallery and then hang around downtown and stay for Downtown Alive. Or, you know, the same thing for Movies in the Park. And there's just always something kind of going on down there. You can pop in and out of galleries down Jefferson Street, mm-hmm. you know.
ACA is a cornerstone in downtown Lafayette. Is and the best testimony of that is on any art walk. Art walks are just absolutely wonderful. They're a gathering, as our famous friend Elmer Morgan would say, a gathering of the tribe. Mm. And the tribe in this town comes out in force on a monthly basis, and it's just fantastic. There's always things going on with the ACA. There's things going on with other galleries. I mean, it's an evening when the whole downtown just sort of reverberates at a higher frequency, if you will. Yeah.
So many rich reasons to go downtown for those art walks.
Right.
But again, back to this lovely, beautiful booklet. And can people get a copy of that if they call and ask to be
sure?
They can.
Sure. Yeah.
I think everyone will want one of those just to keep track of what we're going to talk about.
Right. And we'll have extra on hand. So if somebody visits the facility and they would like to pick one up, they can go ahead and grab one.
What's that number?
And give us a call at 233-7060. I mean, that line will also get you tickets if you'd like to get tickets. But our website has everything on it that you would need. But if you do need to speak to someone, give us a call, of course. But it has.
What's that website address?
Acadiana Center for the Arts.org.
Yeah. You're getting double interviewed here.
Right. Keep me on my toes. Yeah,
team interviewing. Well, let's talk about the month of October. You did mention that there is a jazz at the center performance this Friday. Mm-hmm. And you often have kind of a cafe, cabaret style. Is it going to be like that, or you're going to have seating? What kind of seating will there
be? It's
going to
be set up like a jazz kind of, presentation. We're going to have table seating with table service, so you can get a cocktail at your table. You don't have to get up. We'll have candlelight, which not really candlelight, but you know, we can't have flame in there, but we do have our candles in there. But you know, it's a great setup because you don't have you get to sit closer to the front. I feel like it's more of an intimate situation with the performer, and I love it. I mean, it's my favorite. Plus, the performance with Mark Whitfield is going to be amazing.
How would you describe that jazz for people who don't know much about his work?
Well, it's mainly guitar, but it's it's a beautiful arrangements that he has, and it's actually with his quartet, I believe. So it's going to be it's not just him on stage, but I mean, we have many performers coming in for that series. Judy Carmichael will be coming in. We have available season passes. So if people want to come in and enjoy all six performances, because there's six total in that series, they can do that easily.
All right. And they can find that at the website. More information just about the jazz.
Right. We kind of just had everybody there because it kind of houses everything for right now until we can get our season piece out. But, we have a beautiful series lined up for that. And, we have Preservation Hall Jazz Band performing in that series, and Terrence Blanchard as well. And then we're going to finish the season with the UL Jazz Ensemble. And, there's a lot of people on stage for that. And it's a beautiful performance visually and, to hear. So,
They're very professional sounding. That's a great, great group.
It's always fun to work with UL and students.
Very talented performers there and professors. Well, I see on the top there's also Family Performance Series. When is the first one?
That one begins next week. Mm-hmm. So that one will start. We have two nights of it, next Wednesday and Thursday. And that's going to be Emilio and the Enchanted Cow. And, it's perfect for a family night or, a night out with the kids. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a great, bring your friends' children too. Get out of the house for a night. I mean, the cost is around $10. It's as much as you're going to spend at a movie theater, except you get that kind of interaction with the performers that educational component that a lot of parents are looking for.
Right. And that's been a cornerstone of ACA programs for many years. Actually, generations of children have been brought up going to family performances.
Right. That's really one of our core programs. You know, education, our education department is phenomenal, and they do a lot of stuff in the community that we're so proud of. And this is a series that kind of has stayed around since the beginning and grown, and you know, it's still a very strong program for us, and we're excited to be able to do this year after year. So
Family Performance Series, actually Jazz coming up this Friday, Family Performance next week, and then I guess Art Walk, not this weekend, but next.
We do have an Art Walk.
So what other programs do we have coming up in October?
Well, we do have a fundraiser this month, and that's our Saints and Sinners Masquerade Bash, and that's October 20th, and, you know, it's a great way to have a lot of fun. It's going to be, we're going to have a great band.
Do you have your costumes ready already?
No, not even. You can kind of try out your Halloween costume at this event, right? You can get a feel for it.
It's a test run for Halloween.
Well, I have to say, the photographs I've seen, there's some particularly lovely, luscious, gorgeous costumes.
There are some beautiful costumes, lots of red. I guess a lot of people go with that. Some of the sinner's motif rather than...
Okay. Now, are there still tickets available for that?
There are. And they're $40, $45 for an individual, $80 for a couple. And it's going to be fun. And it's also a great way to support the arts. We're going to have a silent auction, lots of fun stuff there that people can bid for. And we also have Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars performing. It's going to be a great, entertaining night. You get to see some great entertainers and give back to the arts.
And what is the day of that?
The 20th.
The 20th. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
the whole
right?
day to get your costume mm-hmm. ready.
Exactly.
Do you all have photographs of that on your website? I don't know. I've seen them.
We have it on our Facebook.
On your Facebook
and,
page,
right. And that's Acadiana Center for the Arts. But I think our handle is Acadiana Arts. And
search
we're on Twitter,
for it,
too.
Yeah.
Right. You'll be able to find it. It's a
really great way to keep apprised. You don't have to keep a calendar. You just like something on Facebook and they send you all the notices.
And we post everything on there. All of our upcoming events we'll post on there. So, you know, if you're not, if you don't love to go and dig around on the website, then you can just check us out on our Facebook.
That's right, and it'll come to you. It's a really great way. Mm-hmm. So that's happening on the 20th, and that will be a help to the Acadiana Center for the Arts. What other series are happening this month?
Well, Louisiana Crossroads is in its 13th season, and we are going to kick that off with Alan Toussaint. I think we have him in for Thursday and Friday nights. Again, we're going to do that series on both Thursday and Fridays, and that's October 25th and 26th. So we're excited. I mean, 13 seasons, that's amazing.
Yes.
For a series to be around for that long.
Crossroads is a teenager.
That's right.
It is. It is. And that's going to be a great season, too. I mean, we're going to have the Mia Brothers Borders coming on. I'm sorry. And Little Ben of Gold will come in for their Swamp Pop Christmas pageant. And that is so much fun. Last year, oh my gosh, they had so much fun with that.
Yeah. I was there. It felt Christmassy. It really did. And you think that band of curmudgeon musicians, you know, but they did it. They pulled it off
and
made it even sweeter.
There's a grand tradition of that, Scrooges and Grinches, and they create Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, are there series tickets for all of these series that we're talking about?
There are, right. We do offer a series ticket, and, you know, so people can come in and get a series ticket, and if a performance might not be for them, then they can give it to a friend or family member. But all these performances are perfect for bringing your family and, you know, your children and into these. You know, there's no you can bring your children and it's absolutely fine for the Louisiana Crossroads performance, and you can enjoy a beverage in the theater, and you we're actually going to have food this year at Louisiana Crossroads. So that's going to be a kind of a new thing that we're going to bring in. Some
you might not
want
to bring
Cajun
them
fare.
To the Saints and Sinners ball, though, the children.
No, definitely not. You know, 21 years or older for that event. But but most of our performances are perfect for that kind of family dynamic.
Mm-hmm. So. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are with the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Kate Waxley and Philip Gould, who is the president of the board currently, talking about their season. I really just can't make enough over that lovely collection of posters that make up your booklet that you will be sending out very soon to your members and anyone who requests that booklet.
Right.
Kind of a little piece of art, it looks like.
I know. Kate Ferry is a great designer that we get to work with. So, fantastic.
Yeah. As president of the board, I'd like to do what sounds very much familiar to the listeners here. That's called a pitch.
To go to the Kay Dan Center for the Arts.
No. ACA is a nonprofit organization. It survives in large part on community support, and I invite everyone who has enjoyed the ACA, who is an avid devotee of what we do, to join us, to become a member.
Participate, go to the concerts.
And if you are inspired even further, we have programs called Patron at the Center, where you can offer even more funds to make our operation successful.
Is that something you have information on at the website?
I think it is on the website. Okay. Patrons at the Center, okay, and members, it's all there. And memberships are its own reward, as they say, and it's all for the good of the organization, mm-hmm, and the community.
Absolutely. And certainly if you attend any of these events, you can ask anyone from the Acadiana Center for the Arts about those opportunities.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Right.
So is there a concert coming up that you're particularly looking forward to?
John Hiatt. I liked Lyle Lovett. I will not get to see the jazz one this time, sadly, but I've enjoyed the jazz series. I like concerts that just open my eyes and my ears and let me hear something that's new or something like that. That's always a treat, and mm-hmm, it happens often. Lyle Lovett came here. He was here a year and a half ago to open the building, if you will, or the theater. And his performance this time was almost completely different, totally different feel. Seeing one concert was not seeing both. I think that's truly
very glad
great
to
about
have been
him
there for both of them,
and I think that is probably the case with most of the folks who come. That one evening is not any indicative of their range, but it's very much a presentation of their music, and for those of us who love music, I mean, this is a great place.
Right.
Those of us who are truly inspired visually, walking into that main gallery is just a sweet treat.
Just architecturally.
The grandeur of the space, and you never know what will be there. Mm. It's always...
In the main gallery right now, you still have the figurative exhibit that's on display. Mm-hmm. And will that be up through the next art walk?
I believe that changes at the next art walk. But they're going to be working on taking that down. Let me double check.
So if anyone has not seen that figurative exhibit,
it's pretty amazing.
A great opportunity
right
to go before the next art walk.
It's perfect for this time of year. It's kind of interesting. It's a darker exhibition. So a dark in the sense that...
More thought-provoking.
Yes, it makes you kind of stop and really take note of the details in these pieces, mm-hmm, because... there's some pieces that it will be like a portrait of a woman's face, but certain pieces of the face are removed, and that you really have to take it in, because you don't really know her expression. You don't know what she's thinking. So these are the kind of things that you can expect with this exhibit. And it's a beautiful range what they do in that main space, from this type of exhibition to landscapes like one that we just had, to jurored exhibitions that we have every year, mm-hmm, competitions between artists, that are selected
Southern
and curated.
Open.
So,
yeah. Gorgeous space.
Yeah.
In addition to that, you mentioned the other galleries as well, which are also featuring new artists,
right,
generally,
mm-hmm,
every art walk.
Right. And, upstairs in the Malia Gallery is where we can feature more students and do some, great spur-of-the-moment work where, it's not completely planned out, so we can have some new and fresh stuff in there. So it's a great spot for that.
Mm-hmm. So much to see there, and I know people who are going to receive that booklet soon will be delighted with all of the choices.
Right.
If you go on the website, you can find out all about the series and the activities going on, and you can also call or go to their website ask and request for one of those booklets. So that telephone number and website again?
Sure, it's 233-7060 is our main line, and then acadianacenterforthearts.org. Go to our calendar. You can see all of our series, including our visual arts, upcoming events in visual arts. and teachers' workshops and professional development activities as well.
Well, we're almost out of time, so thank you both for coming by. Philip Gould, President of the Board at the ACA, Kate Waxley, working with the Acadiana Center for the Arts, talking about their season, which is packed this October and just continues throughout the year. Again, find out more at their website or ask for one of those lovely booklets.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you.